Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Another day, and I don't believe in time. Welcome back. It is Friday here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer with you for hour number two, talking about how you've adapted to everything going on, be it working from home, learning from home. Maybe you were one of the millions laid off or just let go last week due to the coronavirus closing down many establishments. And if that is you, if you have lost your job, tell us, A, how did it happen? How were you approached? And did the company tell you a plan for when this passes, how to get your job back, any of those things, 803-0930. And yes, are you working from home? How has that worked out? You heard from Brian Mazurowski in the first hour. He's been working from home. Alan Harris has been working from home. Over on our sister station, Jeremy White and Bulldog have been working from home. Again, social distancing, having half the people at home, half the people here. We don't have any of our sales staff. They're all working from home. So I know many of you listening are working from home. How's that going? 803-0930. And yes, a shout out to a doctor, a nurse. And let us know. 803, I'm sorry, 3930 is the text board. Sometimes you ever just see something and then zone out for like a second. So let us know about a doctor or nurse you'd like to give a shout out to. And as always on Fridays, takeout delivery, those local places that are still open. We would love to be able to support local. Let us know where we should go, if they're still open, what their adjusted hours are. We will, that list is at WBEN.com as well. But if there's a place that you visited and you enjoyed the service, the takeout service or the delivery service from a local place, give them a shout out. Now, this place isn't local, but I definitely want to give them a shout out. Texas Roadhouse, their CEO is not taking pay for the next year. Instead, they are giving their pay to their employees so they can keep paying them while obviously they've lost some business. So Texas Roadhouse, by the way, open for takeout and delivery. Their CEO said, you know what? My $1.3 million, I'm not going to take that for the next year. Give that to the employees so they can keep their job. And I think that is an awesome, awesome thing that they have done. 803-0930. You know what? The phone lines are full. So let's get taking calls. Let's go to Wayne in Tonawanda. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Oh, by the way, Texas Roadhouse, there is a local restaurant on Yonge Street in City of Tonawanda.
There's also one on Union in Cheektowaga.
Okay, very good.
I just meant it's not a local chain, but yes, there are two local locations. And for what the CEO is doing, I would definitely go and have a takeout or delivery from them.
Absolutely. Plus, another local restaurant I'll give a plug to is Touch of Italy, City of Tonawanda, right in Delaware. And they're open for takeout, too. And full menu, as far as I know, and pretty doggone good pizza.
That is awesome.
Lifestyle change is, yes, I'm still working. I'm essential, but social distancing is there. I have the gloves on. I live with a hand sanitizer every time I move, it seems like, you know. But, you know, common sense. Like you, I didn't take it real serious in the beginning, but then I guess what caught me is, like, I could pass it on because the contagious element of this is tremendous. So I come in the house at night, clothes come right off. I go right into the shower, and then they go right into the wash, you know, every single night. I mean, my lifestyle has changed for that. It's like constantly, that is a step in my life right now I'm doing.
Oh, Wayne, I can relate. You know, I usually roll in here about 4:45. Well, I've been rolling in about 10 minutes early because I am seriously scrubbing the entire control room down. The chairs, the phones, the computers, the board, because, and I'm spraying the mic screen down as well. I mean, we all use the same workspace, so I can definitely relate.
Oh, absolutely. And as soon as we started talking, the dog has to go outside.
Well, you know, your dog heard Brian's dog on the air and didn't want Brian's dogs to be the only one with the airtime.
You got it. So he's a bark. I got to let him out. So.
All right, Wayne, you have a great weekend, okay? Stay safe.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That's Wayne in Tonawanda. If you're on hold, we will get to you after the break. It's Friday. It's Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Joe Beamer. It's Friday. Without further ado, because you've heard enough of me, let's get to the callers here on WBEN, and we will start in the order they came with Jim in North Tonawanda. Jim, good morning.
Hi, Joe. How you doing today?
Jim, I'm doing well. What do you got for us?
I am a self-employed home improvement contractor, have been for a long time, and my business is obviously at a standstill. But my wife, my daughter, my son's girlfriend are all involved in the healthcare field. They have to go to work every day. And they come back telling me about talking with fellow employees that are going to Target to wander around to buy clothes or to Walmart or to Kohl's. Why are these stores still open? I think all we need to have open is food stores and the pharmacies. But people continue to wander around and possibly inflict this virus on somebody else.
Well, you know, and I've said that. The thing is, what's going to happen is they have everything closed except for these essential stores. But like you said, I mean, the grocery stores, yes. Now, I'm a fan of Target, but there's only the grocery area that is essential. And like you said, they're going around, they're looking at clothes, they're looking at the electronics, while other stores that offer those aren't open. There are certain ones that are open, and it's those congregations that are still getting together that is going to keep this spreading.
I mean, they have told me that they have fellow employees that are going through stores just wandering around because they're bored.
Not the time to do that. And, you know, the thing is, Jim, you say they're in the medical profession?
They are.
You would think they'd be the first to know, you know, leave work, go right home, you know, not wander around, especially when it's possible you've been exposed to this.
You would think. But I want to give a shout-out to my wife. Can I say where she works?
Sure.
My wife is in Kenmore Mercy. My daughter works for a cardiologist, and my son's girlfriend is a nurse at Children's Hospital. And these women all have to go to work, and I wish people would take more precautions to protect the people that have to go to work every day.
Jim, couldn't say it any better myself, man. Well, I hope everything picks up with you when this passes. And again, God bless those members of your family.
Thanks, Joe. You too.
Thank you, Jim. That is Jim in North Tonawanda opening up a line for you at 803-0930. Let's talk to Ken on a cell. Ken, good morning.
Hey, Joe. How you doing? I just want to say that I don't think you should beat yourself up for not knowing about this coronavirus. I mean, no one knew. About a month ago, Nancy Pelosi said that, "I guarantee that Donald Trump will not be reelected. Okay? So a couple weeks later, this thing festered, and I put two and two together. Now, I know that this isn't political now, at least I hope not. And it's like Donald Trump downplayed it, but now, having a change of heart, you know, he's not. And I think that goes for everyone else, too, you know?
Ken, well, I see what you're saying, Ken. And like I said, I applaud the president's task force the last few weeks. They've been great. That he has very talented, very intelligent people on his task force. I do wish that a month ago he hadn't downplayed it the way he did. But you know what? We learn. Like I said, I did the same. And I'm not going to run from it. I'll admit it. I was wrong. And I think the president, by the guidelines he's put in place, has admitted he's wrong. Now, I'm not sure how I feel about him putting a date on when the economy is going to reopen. I don't mind him being hopeful. I think in a time like this, it helps to have a leader who is hopeful. But behind the scenes, so far, I think it's pretty clear. He listens to the doctors. He listens to the professionals. And as long as they're telling him that he's got to keep these guidelines going, he's got to keep, for the most part, the economy closed, I don't think the president is going to just reopen the economy with the professionals telling him not to. Again, I have no problem with him being hopeful. I think it helps to be hopeful. But at the end of the day, as he has proven time and time again, he's going to listen to the professionals. But I hope that I took it more seriously a month ago. I wish he had taken it more seriously a month ago. And I hope everyone right now is taking it as seriously as it needs to be taken. And I don't want to get back on my soapbox, but again, the quicker more people take this seriously and stay home and stop visiting family and friends' homes, the quicker we can get back to life as normal. Yes, it sucks. I'll say it sucks not being able to go see family and friends or seeing them only on a Zoom chat. Yes, of course, that sucks. But there are people out there that aren't able to go see loved ones in their final moments because this is spreading around. When you think of it that way, stay home, okay? Don't go out unless you have to go out. And then we can contain this, hopefully find a cure for this, and get back to life as normal. But yeah, seeing those stories online, it breaks my heart. You know, a family member who is dying and you can't go say a final goodbye, or a family member who is very ill and you can't go visit them in the hospital. That sucks. The other things are an inconvenience, not being able to go have a drink with a friend, not being able to, you know, go out and go do a 5K for me, go out and hang with friends, go to a bar. Those are inconveniences. What really sucks are the people who don't get that last moment with a loved one. Back to the phone lines here on WBEN, and we'll go to Bob in West Seneca. Bob, good morning.
Hey, Joe, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Bob. What do you got for us?
I'm going to try not to take up too much time, but I was talking to your buddy who answers the phones, and I was explaining some things to him. I worked in the Department of Corrections for over 25 years. Please excuse my French, and I won't use it, about how I feel about him and Blasio. What they're doing is they're escalating this problem. Do you know that New Jersey alone wants to release 1,000 convicts, and so does New York? They want to take them out of Rikers and a couple of the New York City jails. They're just going to release them on the street. Nothing has been said about testing. They're telling you they're okay. And they want to release them because they're the older convicts that might have some disabilities or some problems. Well, guess what? They still have to be tested. They aren't going to test them. And I'll tell you something right now. In those jails, right now, Rikers has like double digits I don't know how it's climbing. So do some of the jails. Now it's hitting Western New York. He has not closed transportation down. I think he closed it down 2 weeks ago. It was about 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, the beginning of the month. If he's supposed to take it serious like the president, he didn't. He didn't even stop visits, which means that's New York City people, you know that, their families who could be infected, we don't know, coming in and visiting. Now it's in the system. The jails, I talked to my friends who are retired, and I have a few friends who remain nameless that are still working. They're telling me they had no problems until they saw the buses still coming in. The jails. They're taking them from Rikers. They are not being tested, and they're transporting them through the state. Number two on this, they brought up a point on, excuse me, I have to go to confession. I got to find a drive-through and a little bit of humor here because I committed a mortal sin the other day watching CNN. What happened was there was some reporter there crucifying Trump. He hasn't done this. He hasn't done that. Behind her, Joe, is a big picture window. This is New York City. The picture window behind, why doesn't she turn around? I'm watching buses, cars, people walking down the street. One guy's walking two dogs, fine, no problem. But they're out there, and they're talking to each other. Here's one for you. The guy, one guy was wearing a mask. Are you ready for this? You won't believe me. It might have been Western New York, but he showed it in the news, they were told. He took his mask down, took a cigarette from a guy, and took a couple puffs and gave it back to him. Because he wanted to talk. But let me get back to Mario here. Or, I'm sorry, Andrew. He's still doing all this transportation. The other day on his talk show, which in the beginning he was doing pretty good. I'm going, you know, maybe he's not as big as a bum as I thought. Now, he's just brought up the idea about using hotels. Why wasn't this thought of in early March? You know what I mean? This guy is blaming everybody. And to be more despicable, he brings his daughter on the show to toot her horn about being home and how we're getting along so well. People are dying, and they're trying to control this. This guy even admitted, Joe, about 2 weeks ago, too, he can't believe it. He's getting reports, areas of New York City, people are acting like normal work days, a normal day, subways.
Hey, Bob, we got to cut you there, man. We got the news. Thank you for the call. I'll address some of the things Bob said. Not the first part, but the CNN part, because I watched some CNN yesterday. We'll talk about it after this.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. It's Friday. It's Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. A few comments on the last call. The first part of Bob's call, I don't know. That's what he said. I can't confirm or deny the first part of Bob's call. The second part, you know, this is not a time to get political. And for the most part, I think Andrew Cuomo has been great. I think he sees, he's got people in New York City who see how this is really going. And he has been really good, for the most part, not making this political. The county executive also has done a great job not making this political. I think we can put our party bias aside and applaud Mark Poloncarz and Andrew Governor Cuomo on their way of handling this. With that said, I did watch CNN yesterday. And for the most part, they've had okay coverage during the day. During the day. Remember I said during the day. CNN, for the network that wants to be truth and wants to talk about how the president is the divider in chief, I don't think they watch their own coverage. I saw Don Lemon two nights ago play a clip from the president's press conference that I watched in its entirety, by the way. He took clips from that press conference and cut them. He would just cut them to make it sound like the president said one thing. He would take the president completely out of context. Now, you want to criticize the president for the way he handled it? I wouldn't even say handled it, because he had this task force put together and they've done a great job. But maybe his downplaying verbally of this, if you want to criticize him for that, that was a month ago. And okay, I'll give you that, CNN. I will give you that. But they're not. Everything he says, they're criticizing. They're going after. And again, they're then taking clips out of context. And I saw Don Lemon do it three times two nights ago. Now, he's hopeful that we can start reopening the economy by Easter. Again, probably not going to happen, but he's hopeful. Now, what's wrong with being hopeful? Because the same people who are criticizing him for being hopeful would be the ones that say he's putting fear into people's heads. So it's a lose-lose situation. Don Lemon is upset that he's being hopeful. But if President Trump went to that podium and said, you know, realistically, we're probably going to be in this situation till June, CNN would blast him for that. Oh my gosh, the fear he's putting into people. I don't like getting political over this, and we shouldn't be political. Like I said, the county executive, the governor, they've done a great job. The mayor, a great job. I don't care what party they are. I don't care what they said about the president early on. You look at the way they've handled this now, they're doing a great job. A great job. But you turn on CNN, you turn on NBC, and they're doing the same stuff they were doing 3 months ago. They're the ones who say Republicans and Trump supporters can't put their bias aside. They can't put their bias aside. Jake Tapper, and maybe I can find this clip during the break, Jake Tapper called Republicans morons yesterday on his show. I've been watching a lot of CNN. But it is time to put our political divisions aside. You know, I said this last week. We've got plenty of time for our political divisions. Believe me, once this passes, we can talk about who did what, who didn't handle what. We'll have plenty of time for that. Right now, we need to address those who are very ill. We need to address having rooms in the hospitals. And I hear people say, well, is this COVID-19 going to put that many people in the hospital? Well, if you look in Italy, you've got people in the hospital recovering from COVID-19 or dying from COVID-19, and it's taking up space for those that are sick with something else. Let me put it in perspective this way. I'm driving home from work. Say I get in an accident. I need to go to a hospital. I want there to be space in that hospital. Now, I have nothing COVID-19 related, but if enough rooms are taken up at the hospital with patients of COVID-19, there's going to be a situation. So just to put it in a little perspective, I really hope that we can put politics aside. I know CNN can't. I know NBC can't. It's too far gone for them. And I will keep watching CNN in reporting this back to you. But I hope the citizens of the United States, our politicians, can put those politics aside. Now, like I said, I think for the most part, the governor's done a great job. I hope it stays that way. I hope he doesn't get political. I hope the president doesn't get political. I hope the county executive doesn't get political. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I'll be the first to tell you, Andrew Cuomo has now gotten political. And he has said a few things. You notice he's trying to get some more money from that stimulus package. Again, we'll see if there's a second stimulus package. I think he's commenting a little too soon when this is the first. If this continues into May, like the professionals say, there will probably be a second. We'll see. That is one thing I think Andrew Cuomo has gotten a little too quick on commenting on. But again, once this passes, believe me, we will have times to criticize what went wrong, who turned what political. I would just like to see in 2020, I would like to see a report on one of the mainstream news networks that doesn't just completely criticize the president. And you know what? If this was going on during the Obama administration, I would say the same thing. I wish Fox could do a story that wouldn't go after the administration. But so far, CNN, NBC, CBS, they can't do a story on what the president's task force has done. I mean, every story over the weekend was that Anthony Fauci was getting fired, that the president had let Anthony Fauci go. Newsflash, Anthony Fauci is still on the task force. He is still in the president's ear. And he said this week, and you notice it didn't get a lot of media attention. He said this week that he hopes the media can stop trying to put a rift between him and the president because there isn't any. I wonder why that clip didn't get played on CNN, on NBC, on CBS. I wonder why that clip wasn't listened to by the media. Now, I can call out people on the right when I think they're in the wrong. And like I said, if this was during a different administration and Fox News was doing stories that was criticizing the administration nonstop, I'd call them out for that too. This is more of a time to come together. You know, I saw a beautiful text here on the text board early on, and I want to share it with you. And I think a lot of other people should follow this. If you are doing well financially, and that stimulus check is not something you need, this is a beautiful text. My wife and I don't need the federal stimulus check. We told our two adult daughters they could have ours. They said no thanks and added that they don't need theirs either. So you know what? If you're doing very well financially and that stimulus check is a drop in the bucket or even less, think about donating that. Think about looking for someone who really is having a tough time. 803-0930, star 930. I will get back off the soapbox when we come back from this break and take your calls. Thank you so much for listening. It's Joe Beamer. We're back after this. It's Joe Beamer here on the Friday show. We're going to get right to your calls. But first, I have to go to the text board, 3930. Joe, my son is a licensed plumber and advised me years ago that paper towels should never be flushed down the toilet. Please pass it on, Margo. Yes. Now, I know some of you might be short on toilet paper. Don't flush the paper towels down the toilet, all right? Just a little advice, because then the plumber has to pay a visit, and you have to pay the plumber. So, again, paper towels, don't go down the toilet. Also, Joe, I'm using my stimulus check to help my aunt pay her bills till she can get back to work as a lady barber. Barbers don't get unemployment insurance due to independent contractor status. I hope they change that. So this person taking their stimulus, they don't need it, and helping their aunt out. I hope to see more stories like that from everyone that maybe is still working, or, you know, don't, the $1,200 really won't hurt them or break them. See that check in, maybe help someone in need. I love seeing stories like that. 803-0930. We're going to take these calls in the order they came in. Rick in Amherst, thank you so much for holding. The floor is yours.
Joe, great show.
Thank you, Rick.
You mentioned, at the opening of your show, you mentioned about the CEO from Texas Roadhouse, and what he's doing is absolutely over the top.
Yes.
But I got to tell you something else that Texas Roadhouse is doing. I'm a long-haul trucker. There's 3 million of us out here right now that are keeping the shelves full at the grocery stores. We're keeping the supplies as much as we can at the health, you know, care places. and so forth and so on. And in that, we're having a tough time finding a place to eat anything but hot dogs and hamburgers. You know, most of the truck stop restaurants are shut down, but they have, you know, stuff in the warmer. Texas Roadhouse has taken it upon themselves. If you'll go there in your tractor trailer and you'll pull into the lot, they'll come out and take your order. They will come back out with the order filled, give you silverware, give you a couple extra treats over and above that. And in probably about half the cases, they won't charge you. And if they do charge you, it's at a price reduced by 40%.
That is awesome, Rick.
I mean, it just, you know, I'm out here busting my tail, as all my fellow drivers are. And to have something like that, it just brings tears to your eyes, you know. There's been a lot of people out here that have made reach outs to say, hey, you know, thank you, you guys are the ones carrying the water and so forth. And we are, you know. And, you know, we could stay home just like the rest of the people, but, you know, we wouldn't be screwing up the economy. We'd be screwing up everything. You wouldn't have anything to eat. You wouldn't have anything to, you know, to clean with. You know, I've hauled more products for Clorox, Church and Dwight, and, you know, the companies that produce the, you know, the cleaning and sanitary products. I haul medical stuff, you know, every week, every Thursday I haul X-ray film. Thursday for the last 10 years, you know. I mean, that's what I do. I mean, there's guys out here that are working 18, 19, 20 hours a day because our logbooks have been pretty much thrown in the back seat. And, you know, the government has, you know, relieved us of having to follow the, you know, the hours of service so that we can keep working, to, you know, to keep things going, you know.
Well, Rick.
We could.
Yeah, go on, man. Go on.
A week ago, in 3 days, I handled 6 tractor trailer loads of toilet paper, floor to ceiling to the back door.
Wow.
You know, I mean, it's all there, you know, and we're you know, right now I'm loading to go down to Maryland. I'm right here in Amherst. I live here locally, but I'm going down to Maryland. I'm working until a week from Friday. I haven't had a day off since 2 weeks ago Sunday, and I'm happy with that. I got no problem. I'm getting paid, as are all my fellow drivers. But I'm just, you know, I could never join the service because of, you know, I was part of the Sullivan Act. But now I can do my part civic, and I'm happy to do it.
Rick, and we're happy to have you. Thank you so much for keeping those shelves full, and thank you to Texas Roadhouse for keeping our drivers full. 803-0930. Rick opens a line for you. Let's go to Cheektowaga. Talk to Joy. Joy, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to thank you for all you're doing. A little bit of background. You wanted to know people who had lost their jobs.
Yes.
I'm going to give you a little bit of background. I'm a female. I am over 50 years old. I have worked for the same company for 33 years. Okay? It is a family-run company. I have never collected unemployment in my life. I filed once, but I've never got through the waiting week. I recently lost my job. They claim it was due to misconduct on my part. However, it was more of a discrimination of to get me out to bring in their young daughter to take my position, which we had been training for, I want to say, November, for her to come in supposedly part-time. So when I walked in on my 33rd anniversary, they said, you're done, you're out. So now when I file for unemployment, I get denied at unemployment for misconduct because they say I was coming in late when I was doing work things after 4 o'clock. And we don't punch a clock, so I was getting my 8 hours in, but they claimed that that was not good enough, that we don't have flex time, but yet we don't punch a clock. And now I've requested a hearing, but, of course, God only knows when that'll be. And even after 7 weeks, if you look online, it'll tell you if you were relieved for supposedly misconduct, you still are ineligible to claim unemployment.
Wow, so you have to wait for this to pass to get that hearing date. Well, Joy, keep us updated. Thank you for the call. That's Joy in Cheektowaga opening up a line for you. Remember, 11:30, the governor is addressing the state. We will take that live here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.